This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 1st. God's word for you today is Eshkol. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." The first of the four guaranteed valleys is the Valley of Siddim. The Valley of Siddim is the Valley of Failure. The second valley is the Valley of Eshkol. The word of God says in Numbers 13, verse 23, "When they came to the Valley of Eshkol, they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, so large that it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. They also brought samples of the pomegranate and figs." By the time we get to Numbers 13, verse 33, which says, "We felt like grasshoppers and we looked like grasshoppers to them." The Valley of Eshkol is the Valley of Fear. The Valley of Eshkol is the Valley of Intimidation, of Inferiority Complex. Are you afraid today? Do you feel inferior? My friend, you are in the Valley of Eshkol, and Jesus will deliver you. Say amen. He will deliver you, so you have two options: move forward or give up. Are you going to go in and take what is rightfully yours? Or are you going to back off and let fear have the best of you? Are you going to back off in doubt, or are you going to step forward and take what is rightfully yours? If you're afraid of taking a step forward in your life right now, you are in the Valley of Eshkol. Life, they say, is not a bed of roses. But the truth is, life is actually a bed of roses. If you fall on a bed of roses, you will discover that roses are not only beautiful, but they also have thorns. And for fear of the thorns, we do not want to take the step. Most times, because of the challenges, we are afraid of taking the step. I have been pastoring for 18 years. It was 18 years on Monday, the 8th of May, that I have been pastoring. It has been totally awesome. I was thinking back on those 18 years, and there have been a lot of Valley of Eshkol moments, where there is a promised land and there are giants in the land, and we were supposed to be afraid. But every single time, we believed God, and every single time, we conquered. God is saying to you, trust me, I will bring you out of this Valley of Eshkol. You have known for a long time that God wants you to take that step. You know God has told you, and your friends have also told you. It is time to trust God. The Bible says those who did not trust God never entered the promised land. Why? It is because they failed the test of Eshkol. You will not fail the test of Eshkol in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, when I face valley situations in my life, help me trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean on God to direct my path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.